Welcome back, ESPN Boise. You got yourself the breakdown. John Mallory, Coach Mike Christensen with you. We've been teasing this guest all week. Well, not literally, Coach. Just teasing the fact that we are going to have one of the funniest dudes on the planet on our show here in Boise. Special thanks, Coach, to you for helping us make this happen. We welcome on the Truck and Auto Auction Hotline, the one, the only, Larry the Cable Guy. Larry, welcome to Boise, my man.
It was me. I heard the intro. I was waiting for the guest myself. Hey, I'm like, wondering, it sounds like Foxworthy's coming on or something. But, hey, it's good to talk. You know, last time I was in Boise, the mayor come down there and presented me with the keys to the 24-hour fitness. It was a big night for me.
Oh, Larry, it's been a long time since you and I talked. You know, last when I was on Coach Callahan's staff, you know, you came in, you spoke to the team, and, you know, that's been a few years now. But I appreciate
that has been a few years, and since you've left, don't worry, things have subsided here.
Yeah, they love the team again, right? They love the staff, I'm sure. But
I still got my Callahan autographed football right here in my office.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. But let's talk about
that's
your Huskers.
Right, but yeah, let me tell you, I enjoyed it. And you and me, we go way back. Shoot, I practically raised your kids.
Practically. Well, let's
that's
talk.
That's right. I remember I was going to Vegas one time. Mikey goes, hey, you going to Vegas? I said, yeah. He says, here's $300. Gamble it for me. I said, all right. He called me up. He says, how am I doing? I said, you down $300, but I'm up $300. Send me $1,000. I'll gamble it for you. I got 3 days left out here. And wouldn't you know it, he sent me $1,000.
Yeah, I did. It's true. Well, Larry, let's talk about your Huskers, man. I know you're a huge Husker fan. You know, have you had a chance to meet the new staff yet? And what do you think about your new team, your new look?
I'll be honest, I haven't met the new staff yet. It's all brand new. We have never had in the history of our football with an entirely brand new staff. Everybody is new. And so I haven't even gone down. I'm going down there today at 4 o'clock, and I'm going to put Riley through the ringer.
Well, nice. Well, you know, I got to ask.
I'm going to go down there, see what he's all about, kind of look him up and down, you know, that whole deal.
Yeah, look at him through the fishbowl.
Pop a couple of jokes out about, I don't know, something, see if he laughs at him, see if he's, you know, what kind of sense of humor he's got. Although, you know, he seems to be a pretty nice guy.
Yeah, Coach Riley's a really nice guy.
Really nice guy.
Everybody says it. He is an incredible human being. So we'll find out. I'm going to run down there and ask him if he wants to go to the old folks' home and wax the steps and see how he reacts to it.
He'll probably go.
Yeah, he probably would, but we'll see what happens. I'm meeting him at 4 o'clock, and we're going to go up to the men's warehouse and fart in the suits.
Well, Larry, listen,
it's going to be a good time. I think, you know what, he's inheriting a pretty good football team.
Yeah, Coach Pelini did a pretty good job getting those guys set up, didn't he?
Good job, and you know, we lost a couple guys. Of course, Gregory's gone, but it looks like that defense is still going to be pretty good. I guess they got some pretty good recruits. He didn't lose a lot of them, so there's a lot of people optimistic. I'm optimistic every year. You know, I always think we're going to go, you know, 13-14-0 every year and win the title, but we'll see what happens. I mean, the schedule's pretty good. You know, we're hoping with BYU. That's going to be tough. They're not a bad team. And plus, they got that coach. What's his name? Bronco, right?
Bronco Mendenhall.
Anytime you got a guy named Bronco, your coach, you got to be careful.
And yeah, we know BYU very well.
I think we'll be all right. The big thing is they say, well, at Oregon State, he just did not have the recruiting tools at Oregon State. And so,
well, the mascot's a beaver, Larry.
And they said at San Diego, you know, they had that high dollar. You know, that quarterback that was a pain in the ass. What was his name?
Ryan Leaf.
And I guess they paid so much money for him, the fans wanted to see him. So I guess they kind of made him play Ryan Leaf.
Well,
so who's to say? He's coming to Lincoln. He's got beautiful facilities. He's got a pretty good team. So we'll see how he does.
Well, it's hard to win at Oregon State there, Larry, because they have a beaver for a mascot.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous. Well, we got a guy in overalls with a cornhead. So I mean, what do you want,
Herbie?
We got Herbie and we got a cornhead. So.
Hey, Larry, I got to ask you. I wanted to ask you this when I met you, but what? Because I spent 8 years in Nebraska, and you know,
that's right. First time, a lot of people won't know this. First time we met, I'll never forget them words you said to me. You said, "Larry, quit hogging the covers."
You're killing me.
I'll never forget that.
Well, listen, you were born in Pawnee City, which is just south of Lincoln, almost in Kansas, but you moved to Florida. You graduated high school in Florida, and then you moved back. What brought you back to Nebraska?
Well, I had kids, and I wanted to raise my kids like I was raised. Nebraska has never left me. I am a born and bred Nebraska Cornhusker. When I was in Florida, I first moved to West Palm Beach because my dad got a job at a school down there, and I didn't want to go. You know, I lived next to a cattle barn. That's all I did my whole life. I loved loading and unloading cattle trucks, and I raised pigs. Went down there. Then I realized after the first 6 months there's more than seven girls in my class. So I kind of enjoyed that and left the hogs alone and went to the girls. And then I moved to Sanford, Florida, but I was the only guy in Sanford, Florida. I had a Nebraska Cornhusker sport court. My truck had Husker bumper stickers, and I mean, so I never left Nebraska. But when I got married, and my wife and I, she's from Wisconsin, we started talking and said, if I ever have kids, so I want to raise them in Nebraska, and she liked Nebraska too. So we had kids. As soon as they were school ready, we moved back here and got a little farm here, and about 35 minutes outside of Lincoln, and we love it. We ain't never going nowhere else. It's just Nebraska is just awesome, and I like when people think, well, there ain't nothing in Nebraska, but, well, good, stay out. We don't need your skanky ass here anyway.
There you go.
Hey, well, when the hell are the Nebraska Cornhuskers coming to the Blue, to Boise, Idaho, to take on the Boise State Broncos? Didn't you guys go to Fresno last year, Larry?
I think it did go to Fresno, but I think Bob Devaney, before he died, said something about don't play on colored carpets. I think that's probably what it was, so I don't know what that is, but I like it up there. Hey, there's a lot of Cowboys up there. I like it.
Yeah, you ever, you pay attention to Boise State football at all? You watch them on the TV when you can?
Oh, yeah, totally. I like Boise. Like I said, I had great shows up in Boise, but it's Boise is an ag school, right? Boise State an ag school?
I think it's engineering now, actually.
Well, there's a bunch of Cowboys up there. I know that.
I love it.
My show, but it's I like it. You know, it's out west, and it's just the people are really nice, and I loved it. I thought it was great.
Well, Larry, hey, I heard you're just coming off vacation, and we're trying to figure out what exactly that is here at ESPN. But did you get away? Did you do some fishing?
I'll tell you what. We did a bunch of stuff. We went to Branson. You ever been to Branson?
I've been to Branson, Missouri.
A lot of old people down there. So they got a show there, and they're called Shake, Rattle, and Roll, and it turned out just to be the people trying to get to their seats. What else did we do? Went to Wisconsin Dells, went to the Waterland theme park.
Very cool.
How was that?
You ever been to a water park?
I love them. Love them. Well, we got a good one in Boise.
Well, I tell you, for all these folks listening, if you've never been to a water park, just picture everybody at Walmart in bathing suits. Holy mackerel. That's where I found out the Wiener Twister wasn't a snack stand. I mean, they got some powerful water slides. I was going down this one water slide, and all of a sudden, boom, somebody's trunks and underbridges went flying by me. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that poor dude. I stood up. They were mine.
Oh, man.
What the heck? I almost got in a fight.
I knew this was going to be good.
I almost got in a fight at the water park. There's this guy in line in front of me, and he's holding on one of them big floating inner tubes.
Yeah.
And I said, "Would you get that big inner tube?" And he said, "That's my wife." What the hell? He's going to punch me. But yeah, we had a nice, nice vacation. It was a good time. Went down to, you know, I was just at Fort Bragg with the troops, too.
Yeah, I think I saw that. Very cool.
I didn't perform, though. They just wanted me to come down and show the troops what they used to look like before they went to boot camp. I got to go on a diet, Mikey. My tapeworm had a heart attack last week.
I'm with you there, brother.
Are you there with me?
I'm right there with you.
Boy, I tell you what, put your hand in the back of your head. You know you're getting too big when you can use the back of your neck as a travel pillow. You know what I mean?
That's exactly right, brother.
That's when you know it's bad.
Hey, Larry, talk to us about your Get Her Done Foundation. I know that means a lot to you and your wife set it up, and my wife Kara set it up in 2009, and you guys like to do a lot of things for children and our veterans, don't you?
Yeah, you know what? We do a lot of stuff for veterans and children's charities, and we just started, you know, just to give you a quick synopsis, my little boy was born with hip dysplasia. It's not a disease that'll kill you, but it'll, you know, later on in life, most people that had it got to have hip surgery and hip replacements. And so we got together with a doctor at the Arnold Palmer Children's Hospital, and he thought with enough funding that he could, and enough word of mouth, that he can teach pediatricians how to hold the to wrap the babies and to catch the hip dysplasia early, basically.
Yeah.
So we donated a ton of money to the Arnold Palmer Children's Hospital down there called the International Hip Dysplasia Institute. And I believe it was $5 million, I guess, and started the whole wing down there. And then we did a thing here in Nebraska, the Madonna Rehabilitation Center, that is one of only 7 hospitals, I think, in the country that works with brain and spinal injuries, and they get children in there with brain and spinal injuries from accidents, ATV accidents, whatever, mm-hmm. corrects, and the veterans coming home from the service. And man, we just do a wide variety of things, but we concentrate on veterans and children. And every year I have a golf tournament. I got a bunch of food products. If anybody's out there and they see any kind of a food product that says Larry the Cable Guy, all that money on my end of that all goes to my foundation. And if you go on GetItDoneFoundation.org or just go on LarryTheCableGuy.com and click on my foundation site, you can read all about it. You can read all about all the donations we do. And it's a really cool deal. And we're really thankful that we were able to start that. So thank my fans for that.
I
couldn't do it without fan support.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You got a whole slew of products. And like you said, the proceeds go to that. You know, one of the things, it's Chip Day here today on The Breakdown. And I love your chips. I've had the LTCG Pass the Darn Ketchup chips. I love them.
Oh, man, those are delicious. And the ones that really get the accolades are the dill pickle.
Is that your
cheeseburger?
The cheeseburger?
And you're not going to believe it. I know it sounds odd, but they, in my opinion, they're the best tasting chips you'll ever have in your life. Biscuits and gravy.
I was just going to ask you what your favorite chip was out of your chips.
Oh, it's definitely biscuits and gravy. They're my favorites. I can't stop eating them. I gotta. That's what I'm saying. My tapeworm had a heart attack last week. I'm eating too many of them damn chips.
Well, Larry, hey, listen, we don't want to keep you all day. We could. It would be really easy to do, but...
Well, I love you. You know I love you. I've loved you ever since I met you down here.
Well, I appreciate that. I was a little worried you wouldn't remember who I was, but
no,
thankful.
Are you kidding me? come on.
I guess I stick out like a sore thumb.
You and I. I'll tell you what, that night we went dancing. I'll never forget it.
Listen, the cable guy.
We got to get you out here to Boise. Why don't you come for a game or something? Johnny and I'll show you around.
Yeah.
You know what? I would love to. I took a bunch of time off to hang with family, and I'm writing a new act for a special, and we're just going to be starting Cars 3 here pretty soon, so I've been doing a bunch of voiceover stuff. So I don't start tour until October, but if you're on the schedule, I'll be out there. I'll specifically say, let's go to Boise.
Oh, I love it.
We'll get you on the show.
It.
You can come in studio and promote the show.
And get him to a game. What a pleasure this was. Larry the Cable Guy, we really appreciate you giving all the lovely folks here in Boise and the Treasure Valley a brief part of your time today, and this will be something that we won't forget for a long time. Thanks a lot, Larry.
I love you guys. Hey, thanks for having me. It's an honor to be on with you, and you need me, give me a holler.
Will do.
Thanks, Larry.